Good morning and welcome to the Charlotte Congregational Church. Are there any announcements?
Good morning. Just two quick announcements. Jim Hyde from Missions wanted me to remind you that today is the conclusion of our Strength in the Church offering. It's a special offering, one of the five special offerings that we offer through the United Church of Christ. And Strength in the Church offering goes to fund new church initiatives and new church starts and kind of planting new seeds for church growth around the country. So all of that money will go directly to those efforts, and those envelopes should be in your pews. Secondly, I just wanted to mention that next Sunday we will be taking time during worship to have a special prayer of blessing for our graduates, whether they're graduating from nursery school or postgraduate school, whatever kind of graduation it might be. There is information, I think there's an insert in your bulletin, and you can fill that out and put it in the collection plate and bring that forward, and we will make sure that that gets printed in the bulletin next Sunday, and we'll also have a special prayer of blessing. Thank you.
If you are visiting, I would encourage you to fill in the welcome blue cards. They're in front of you in the pews.
Any more announcements? Thank you.
We lift up our hearts today to hear God's voice. We lift up our souls today to hear God's voice. We lift up our ears today to hear God's voice. We come here to worship God today and we say, God, who calls us to love, help us to hear and try and understand your call. Move us to act bravely always and to cultivate the light that is you in our hearts. May our choices promote the vision of justice your Son taught and lived, as we pray as he taught us, saying, Our Mother, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Would any adults want to come up for the time for adults? In the Bible today, we'll learn about a man named Samuel who listened to God and to his people. Raise your hand if you have ever had a hard time listening.
When my brother is annoying me.
When his brother is annoying him. What do you do when you really want to hear something or someone? What do you do when you really want to hear something or someone?
She cups her ear and listens closely. She has to look at them while they're talking to her. She asks them to say it again. She says the same stuff in different words. And she's doing. We may not. We may not always hear God's voice the way Samuel does, but we can hear God's voice through people or sounds in our life.
So we have something for you today to remind you to listen to God.
Let's join hands and pray.
Dear God, help us to hear
your voice. Amen.
You play with the hand you're dealt. But actually, the microphone's a little low. I'm going to kick this away. Are there any special prayers that you would like this morning to share with the congregation? Does anyone have any people that they would like to pray for? Yes. So prayers from Jack for the meeting in Singapore, and hopefully that this will run smoothly for all countries involved. Anyone else? Yes, Rad.
Prayers of thanks for all the children.
And I might say for those who lead them. Kathy. So prayers from Kathy for Helene Lang as she follows on her end journey. Anyone else? Yes, Amy.
Prayers for my friend Kate Bowen, state of Georgia, who was born with heart problems 3 weeks ago and was in Boston Children's Hospital trying to recover.
So prayers for Amy's friend Kate's daughter, Georgia, who was born several weeks ago with heart problems, and so we pray for her whole family. Yes, San. Peter. Are you? Is that Peter or San back there? Peter. Who? So, from Peter, prayers of joy for his niece Amina, who just entered the terrible twos. Yes, Amelia. So from Amelia, prayers for her friend Ruby, whose grandmother has lung cancer. Yes, Kathy. So prayers for Alan and Elizabeth Bates. Yesterday was their daughter Natalie's wedding in Jackson. They weren't able to go, but we are confident that they were filled with love and that it went smoothly. So prayers also for Alan's transition as he moves home. Anyone else? So, yes, Martha. So prayers from Martha for the caretakers of the world, wishing for them strength and courage and peace as they continue on this very special ministry. Yes. So from Anne, prayers for Jesse Snyder and for her family and the great spirit that she gave to everyone who knew her. Her service was here yesterday, and it was wonderful. So let us pray. Gracious God, how fitting that we should celebrate Children's Sunday in the spring of the year, when all around us the earth is new and fresh and exploding with life. We are reminded of the springtime of our lives. And when we hear the chickadees calling relentlessly, Phoebe, Phoebe, we recognize in that persistent summons the child who tugs on our pant legs and follows us like a shadow. The bluebird speaks of that silent child who slips by unnoticed, growing quietly, reading, drawing, digging in the ground until one day our eyelids are peeled and we gasp at the beauty before us. The morning dove's sorrowful call reminds us of children everywhere who are starving for food, for water, children who are orphaned and grieve not only in heart, but in their bodies and souls. Black locust trees in full blossom call us to this moment, this day of bounty and fragrance that will wane upon the morrow. So glorious too, infancy will grow into toddlerhood
and that into childhood, only to turn to youth and adolescence, and each blooming will fade. So we treasure every four-month-old chortle, every mispronounced word, finger painting, mud pie, Play-Doh dinosaur, rhyming prayer, endless questions, baseball games, music recitals, and dance performances. Thank you, God, for calling us to this day to give thanks for all the ways our children inspire us to turn to you in thanksgiving and prayer. May we this day hold in reverence their indignancy at injustice, their courage, their curiosity, their humor and laughter, their chortles, their tears, tender hearts, and vulnerable souls. And as the blossoms fall from the trees and shrubs, as our children grow and shed their petals of innocence, may we see it all not with a tinge of sorrow, but as enriching the ground of being, stirring us fertile souls of hope and love. Amen.
The offering will now be taken. Thank you. God of connection, we give because there is need. We give because there is growth in giving. We give because you have called us and we have said yes. So take our gifts with love, and love is to love. Amen.
So all the elders of Israel gathered together to come to Samuel at Ramah. They said to him, "You are old, and your sons do not follow your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have done." But when they said, "Give a king to lead us," this displeased Samuel. So he prayed to the Lord. And the Lord told him, "Listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king, as they have done from the day I brought them up and out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, as they are doing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly, and let them know what the king who will reign over them will claim as his rights."
Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, "This is what the king who will reign over you will claim as his rights. He will take your sons and make them serve with his chariots and horses, and they will run in front of his chariots. Some he will assign to be commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties, and others to plow his ground and reap his harvest, and still others to make weapons of war and equipment for his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields, vineyards, and olive groves and give them to his attendants. He will take a tenth of your grain and your vintage and give it to his officials and attendants. Your male and female servants and the best of your cattle and donkeys he will take for his own use. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and you yourself will become his slaves. When the day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen, but the Lord will not answer you in that day."
But the people refused to listen to Samuel. "No," they said, "we want a king over us. Then we may be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and go out before us and fight our battles."
Then Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us go to Galilee, and there renew the kingship." So all the people went to Galilee and made Saul the king in presence of the Lord. There they sacrificed fellowship offerings before the Lord, and Saul and Israel held a celebration.
Sounds pretty
Hurry, hurry, we have to talk to
Samuel. Yes, let's go.
We have something important to say.
1, 2, 3.
Samuel! Samuel!
Here I am.
People in other countries have king.
Yes, we think we should have a king too.
Yes, we should have a king too.
We want a king
now!
Samuel felt sad at what the people said. He decided to talk to God.
God,
People say they want a king.
Listen to the people. Listen to the people. They are mad at me, not you. Listen to the people. They are mad at me, not you. You need to warn them.
Samuel listened to God. He went back to the people and told them what God had said.
If you have a king, the man will have to fight in the king's army. The women would have to work for the king.
Then God told Samuel,
listen to the people and help them find a king.
Come with me, everyone, and we will choose a king.
So all the people went with Samuel. They chose a man called Saul to be their king.
Okay, so one of the things we do in Sunday school is act out the stories that we read about in the Bible, and another thing that we do is draw about the stories that we read about in the Bible, and so this morning we invite you to draw about something we heard in the story. What we noticed in that story is that Samuel listened to God, and then he listened to the people. So while we don't all hear God's voice quite as clearly as Samuel did, we believe that we all hear God's voice somewhere in our lives. And so we invite you right now to take your color or your crayon and draw a picture of where you hear God on the front of your bulletin. And if you need a crayon, I'm happy to bring some around to you, or a child can bring some around. And after about 2 minutes of drawing, the children are going to stand up and come in the pews and show you their picture and ask you to tell them a little bit about your picture so that we can have some conversations this morning about where we hear God's voice. The important thing is that everyone has a conversation. So if a child does not make it to you, feel free to turn to your neighbor and talk about your picture and where you hear God. Thanks. We'll spend about 10 minutes total on this.
Thank you.
Let's see, my whole sheet. Okay, thank you. So I hope that everyone was able to have a conversation, at least one conversation this morning. Did anyone not get to have a conversation about the picture you drew? Okay. I had a couple conversations, and so I'm going to try and weave them into the prayer that I have for us now. So let's pray. Dear God, we hear you. We hear you in young voices, in old voices, and in voices in between. We hear you in the voices of people who think like us and in people who don't think like us at all. Your message can sometimes be difficult to translate. We hear you in strangers when we listen. We hear you in the soft breeze that ruffles the leaves above us and in powerful gales that churn the water beneath us. We hear you in the trees and in the mountains and in the people we love. Thank you for the ways you've spoken to us this morning. Open our hearts to keep listening. Amen.
Well, I'm excited. We have an opportunity to present some Bibles to our third graders, which is a tradition in this church. And this past week, Susan and Hadley and I spent some time and thinking about the kids that are will be getting Bibles this year and thinking about who they are and how we see them in the world and just, you know, spending some time talking about them and doing some praying. And then after that, we talked about some scripture verses that we thought connected with them in one way or another. Now, there's no one scripture verse that can, you know, encapsulate everything about everybody, but for one reason or another, the verses that we found for these kids, we just thought were appropriate for them for one reason or another. So what we'd like to do is to call them up one by one and then we will read this scripture verse, and then we will have a prayer to close.
So, is Jesse here today? Jesse. Hi, Jesse. Thanks so much for coming. So, this is your Bible. And actually, I'll just read you one passage that we found for you, and it is Psalm 26, verses 1 to 3. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and mind. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in faithfulness to you.
You're welcome. Congratulations. You can stand, if you want to stand up here with us, and then we'll have a prayer to end. You can stand next to Kevin.
Sarah Stein. So Sarah, the passage that we have for you is Luke 1, 46 to 48. Mary's song of praise. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. Lila. Hi, Lila. Your passage that we chose for you is Matthew 25, 34 to 36. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. And Ben.
Okay.
Ben is had to leave early this morning, but we will look forward to presenting this to him another time.
So let us pray. Dear God, we give you thanks for your stories, for the way that you have made them come to life in people from generation to generation, for the way that they enliven us this day. May these children who receive the Bibles today read with interest and absorb the word of people from so many years ago. May they learn to act in your will and love with a heart given only by you. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I just want to take a moment to say thank you. I speak on behalf of Christian Education, but I'm pretty sure I speak on behalf of the entire church when I say thank you to the children and youth for today's service filled with so much joy. Thank you. I say thank you to Hadley. If you can come on up, Hadley. Hadley, our Sunday school and youth coordinator, and we are so blessed to have your gifts and leadership, and today is just a wonderful example of that. So thank you, Hadley. I want to take a moment and thank, and I think as I say your name, you can just stand. First, to thank the Christian Ed Committee for all the behind-the-scenes work we do throughout the year to support the ministry of children and youth in our church. So. Emily Kittredge, Scott Lamoth, Rachel Stein, and Adele Hollick, and myself. So thank you for all of our work. And then there's a whole list of, oh my goodness, so many volunteers, supporters, so much. This is so many people come together to help support these children and youth on their faith journey. So I'll read your name, and if you could please stand and remain standing. And then at the end, when all the names have been read, the children are going to distribute thank you cards. So Virginia Kaiser, Jeannie McDonough, Pastor Kevin, Jim Hyde, Matt Bunting, Carol Geske, Francis Foster, Margaret Woodruff, Tina Helzer, Norm Riggs, Lindsay Smith, Kathy Bayer, Ebeth Scatchard, Rachel Stein, Scott Lamoth, Charlie Kittredge, Jane Kittredge, Trina Webster, Dave Pricer, Alan Bates, Emily Kittredge, Elizabeth Bates, Adele and Peter Hollick, Ann Bunting, Pastor Susan, Helen Tour, Lisa Kiley, Jason Bushy, Meg Kasaboom, and Ellen Bosworth. And I'm sure everybody deserves a thank you for supporting these children and youth. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. We also want to thank Elizabeth, who is our fearless leader in the Christian Education Committee. So thank you, Elizabeth. And did Heidi make it up from the nursery by chance? Heidi, are you here? Oh, good. So Heidi Berger is also fearless. She runs the nursery every Sunday. She has anywhere from one to probably six little children, and she's so consistent, and it's really a blessing for our congregation and such a gift for the parents of young children to be able to leave their kids in safe and loving hands while they come to the service. So Heidi, we have a little something for you. Okay. So Heidi's in the back corner being surrounded by children. Heidi, would you just stand for a moment so we can see you and recognize you? Thanks. Okay. And I think
the power of community and of gathering is real, and it's so good to be able to gather together today and to celebrate our Sunday school and our church as a whole. And we thank you so much for all your time and energy in leading us in worship today. One of the other powers of the community is evident for me in difficult times. And so I just wanted to mention briefly that many of you know that our church has supported a family from Somalia, the Elmi Abdi family, for the past year. And yesterday afternoon, there was an accident up on Route 7. And so we wanted to, anybody who's interested in learning more about that and having a time of prayer, we're going to meet in the courtyard immediately following the service and have a little circle of prayer out there. And we can talk a little bit further. Thank you.
Go in peace.
Go in peace.